We'll call the meeting to order. It is at 3:04, at
Okay.
least by my computer it is.
All right.
And if you do the big roll call,
Yeah, Garen
air.
Bounds and Christy,
I am here.
author. Okay.
Thank you. And yourself and nobody else from IHLS.
Correct.
We don't have any public comment, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I didn't see approval of the minutes from October 11th. I didn't see anything that was not as I didn't remembered it or any change or anything like that.
Okay.
So I would move to approve.
Okay.
You want to
And
second it?
I will
Christy.
second it.
Thank you.
Welcome. I guess I have to second or nominate everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we have to do a roll call on this too, do we?
Oh yeah, I guess so, because we have to approve him. So,
Yep.
okay, so Karen Bounds
Yes.
and Christy Walker.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. There's no unfinished business, so we will move on
Correct.
to new business and the biggie, attachment 6.1, review the proposed second set of new employee handbook policies for 2024.
You got it. Yes. Okay, so would it be easier? Do you all want me to share my screen? Would you rather, or just kind of go through it? What are your thoughts?
As far as I'm concerned, you can just go through it if I can
Me
get
too.
my
Okay.
mouse to cooperate
Perfect.
here because I can bring up my own and I can see it
Yeah,
better.
I'm looking at
Okay.
you.
Perfect. All right. So I am going to move to page 5. Page 5 is our welcome letter, and that's where Leslie explains what each division of IHLS is responsible for performing. So we added the trustee training grant in there because that has been a big project. So that was added in as an addition for this time around. And let's go through it here. I'm going to be able to see. And then if we go to page 9, we put in some accommodations with regards to the PUMP Act, which basically states that we need to have a lactation facility or a lactation
Room.
room, so that way, in case we have any mothers who are breastfeeding, to have that accessibility to do that at work and during work hours, and also for breaks and so forth. So, all that legal stuff is put on page 9. We have here, I apologize, it's like very tiny. I'm like, whoo. That was really tiny. I didn't realize how tiny it was when we put in there. So on the policy against workplace harassment, we did need to put the Pregnancy Act in there. We did not need to put anything in there regarding my question on the guidelines in the comments. So I was just asking legal a lot of questions to make sure
Right.
that we were abiding by the rules and asking them to review things. So let's go down for taking good faith. If we go to page 16, we just kind of corrected some wording on this. We put pay grade assignments, and then also as needed, the position descriptions will be reviewed and updated to ensure that job duties are current, a current list of the essential functions being performed within the scope of the job, just making sure that we are abiding by that. See, reference and background checks. We covered that last time, so we don't need to cover that this time around.
Good.
All right, offers of employment. So, in our previous handbook, we did talk about high school students, but we do not typically employ high school and students for our positions. So we're just going to go ahead and take that out. And then we also just kind of clarified how offers of employment are going to work based on the last board meeting, stating that the employee may be onboarded prior to the recommendation for hire, and that you all will approve that on the next board meeting. So that was for that particular one. On the non-exempt on page 19, we just had to make sure that throughout this handbook, you'll see where personal leave is taken out and PLAW leave is put in. And then also paid family leave, which we'll talk about here in a moment, was put in as well. So we wanted to make sure we had the correct leaves that were documented on here. And then for non-exempt folks, it's just stating that overtime rules do not apply to actual hours that are not worked. They're only towards actual hours worked. So anytime you receive those additional benefits, that does not count towards overtime purposes.
Okay.
And then we have here, let's see, open door. Performance evaluations, consultations. Maybe better to look on page 26, termination of employment. There again, we put the PLAW leave for part-time employees that does have to be paid out upon termination. And then we took out the section in here that we originally had for layoffs. That's not something that is currently put in a handbook unless you are unionized typically. So we felt that there was really no reason to put it in our handbook if we didn't have to.
Good point.
And then on the next page, 27, there again, we just modified that with regards to the policy that you all approved with how we will handle terminations as well. So it just states in there that there may be times when employee safety and business operations are at risk and the need for an immediate decision is necessary, and that is an immediate decision to terminate. In this case, the executive director will make the necessary decision for immediate termination and inform the board president of this decision. And then again, the staff report for immediate dismissal will be given at the board at the next regularly scheduled board meeting. And like I said, that's when like safety's at concern and there are bigger issues. It's not for smaller type of terminations. So that's when an employee's safety is at risk. So if we go to page 28 on the salary range, we made sure we explained the terminology there where it's compensation structure, and there again, pay grades, just using that same terminology throughout. And then also a statement in there stating that in order to maintain the pay equity, that we will use the third-party vendor to recommend the pay grades. So we currently use HR Source. We didn't want to obviously list them just in case we did decide later at some time to change that. But that takes out the bias of those types of decisions where a third party's making those decisions or giving those recommendations for you all to approve as board members. So, and then again, pay grade assignments in that very final salary range. Just making sure we're using that terminology. If you go down to overtime and compensation, again, paid family leave and PLAW is not part of that calculation for overtime. So if we go to page 29, the verification of employment policy, we don't need that anymore because that is located in there in our background checks. So we actually would have it in two different spots. So we took that out. Biometric policy starting January 1st of 2024. We will have a new HRIS system, which is a human resource information system that also incorporates a new payroll system. So we will no longer be utilizing biometric data. Our current time clocks for people to clock in and out are a thumbprint, so they can use any of their fingerprints. So there are some pretty extensive laws when it comes to utilizing biometric data. Yeah. I am happy to say with our new clocking in and clocking out system, that is just going to be a mobile app, and they'll be able to access that either via their computer, the iPads, or even their phone if they wish, and that does not require any biometric data. So we were able to get rid of about 3 pages of biometric data Nice. Information. So we shortened the handbook a little with that regard. So Very that's good. Always a plus. And then we wanted to clarify on work schedule. If you go to page 30, just asking folks to notify their supervisor of any absences at least 1 hour before the start of the shift.
Yeah.
And then also we clarified a little bit more for delivery employees and making sure that they have schedules so they know what hours are needed in order to serve our patrons in the best way possible. And then also just a little note in here, nobody should be in an IHLS building if they are not performing the essential functions of their job. As soon as they are in an IHLS building, they must clock in and clock out, especially, you know, non-exempt personnel. And that's a big safety issue as well as a wage and hour violation issue. So just making sure that we clarify that. And then let's see here, remote only positions. There is a new law out there that says we have to comply with the posting requirements. So all those federal posters that you typically see in break rooms with regard to, you know, minimum wage and Child Protection Act and things of that nature, they are asking that remote workers be given those policies. So by law, we have to do that. We are going to send an email out. We are going to put them on the website if possible. And also we have the intranet that we use here internally with IHLS. So we have 3 ways of doing that. So they will absolutely be informed of the laws and the posting requirements. The next one is page 33, the adverse weather. That just goes in and basically says, again, they should not be in an IHLS building if our business is officially closed. Now, there may be some times where some of our operation folks, maybe there's a plumbing issue or something like that, that they would need to be on site and access the building. But those should be the only folks that should be in a building when our building is actually closed. And again, for safety rules. Building closures. So we have had a bunch of occurrences, especially within these past 2 years, where we've closed a building, not necessarily for the adverse weather, but for construction purposes or, you know, mainly construction purposes and just making sure, or if the roof is being worked on, you know, maybe there is just an awful smell that people cannot be in the building. So we just made sure that we put those instances that we would be closed for building closure and clarified that in our employee handbook. So let's go down here. Family medical leave. Family medical leave, page 36. We just wanted to, clarify that the law is that they must simultaneously, they can take earned sick leave, vacation leave, or any other earned time off before we had in their personal leave. So we wanted to clarify that that's not something that we do anymore. And family military leave. So that very last paragraph, it did say personal leave, comp leave, which we don't utilize, and we had to add P leave in there, P law leave. Mm-hmm. Under the military leave, our original policy was those, it was only affecting those who work more than 30 hours. That is not the case anymore. They have changed that law to say that any military personnel, it doesn't matter if you're part-time, full-time, there's no hours requirement to that. So we just needed to scratch that out and make that correction. And then before, on page 39, we originally called this leave medical slash sick leave, which could be very confusing when you're saying medical when it refers to FMLA. And we decided to call it what it is. It's sick leave. So we just tried to make sure we clarified it a little bit more. And then on here, we took out that it would go to the sick bank, which we'll get to the sick bank policy here in a moment, because we are no longer going to be offering that particular policy that mm-hmm. we used to have in the past. And then also on sick time. So if you are an individual who is getting ready to retire, you can utilize sick time for service credit. So currently it's 240 days or 1,920 hours for service credit for your IMRF retirement, but you can't carry over anything more than that. So down here where it says sick bank, so this is where, as I mentioned above, we are no longer having a sick bank policy. This policy was in place, typically paid folks for 30 days of leave for critical illness. We have replaced this policy with a paid family leave policy. So it is a little different because the 30 days was our prior policy. This new policy we are going to do is a 6-week paid leave. Now it's only for those instances that occur below. So only with childbirth or, any serious illness. A lot of the same types of qualifying criteria for FMLA. So we clarified that, saying that we are going to have a paid family leave policy. This is also something that all the states are slowly implementing. I really think it's only a matter of time before Illinois requires us to do it. So why not take a proactive approach and change our policy now, so we're not having to, scramble when the laws, in fact, do change. So, but that's just my opinion. I think that it's definitely something that is just in the works, and it'll be coming shortly. So, this just clarifies everything with the paid family leave and what it entails and how you go about requesting it. And so forth. Now, this is also for individuals who work 20 or more hours a week. That's who would qualify for that particular leave. So it's all on there. It tells you how to request it, all that good stuff. And I think it's really just a great policy to have as well. And they do have to be employed for 1 year before they can take that policy. So somebody can't just like start and then, oh my goodness, they're getting paid for 6 weeks right away.
Right.
So let's see here. Okay. No, we talked about blood and organ donation leave last time.
Mm-hmm.
And on page 45, that last little bullet, when it talks about holidays, again, it just says you cannot be in an IHLS facility if we are off on a holiday. And that's, again, for safety reasons. Okay, let's just go through. Unpaid leave, we just needed to clarify that unpaid leave on page 48. Would not exceed more than 90 days and is not guaranteed. And all decisions regarding that leave are based on business operations. So we're not just going to approve all kinds of unpaid leave if that's going to affect the daily operations of our business. So that's just clarifying that. And then also just making it very clear that employees, if they are out on an unpaid leave, they will be responsible for paying their portion if they have any type of benefit deductions. And we typically do that when they return. So that way those deductions can continue to be pre-tax deductions. Because if we ask for a check, they don't get that pre-tax benefit. All right, we're getting there. Page 50. Let's see here. Look, we don't think we have anything on page 50. Travel and expenses, transportation. Okay, we're at 52 now. So the fuel prices in our prior policy, we noted what the fuel prices were, and we put the cents for like SUVs and trucks and for cars. And now we're just referring you to the website because there again, we don't want to always have to change that when that changes. It's right. Better just to refer the link. And then that's fine. Okay. Professionalism and IHLS. Okay, so on page 54, the very last paragraph, we just wanted to clarify that individuals cannot have a weapon in the IHLS van or on IHLS premises. So we added the part where property or in any IHLS vehicle.
Okay.
And let's see here. Fraternization. Nope. Everything is fine here. Appeals. Nope, there was nothing there. Political activities on page 59. We just needed to there again clarify that personal time doesn't exist anymore. So if they want to utilize any time off to be involved in such political activities, they would have to do it on their own time and on vacation and not any IHLS time. And they can't use any of our equipment or anything of that nature either. Okay, personnel records. There was a new law, a new House bill that basically states if an employee requests personnel records, that you must do so via email. As well as if they want them mailed to their home, you must provide copies. However, you can charge an individual for the cost that it does cost you to mail them to their home. So that is just a new revision to the Illinois Personal Record and Review Act. And then on that very last paragraph in personnel records, we just make sure that we note that employees are responsible for updating our new IHRS system for any address changes and things of that nature. Okay, again, on page 62 at the very top, we just took personal time out there. We don't have that anymore. Let's see here. Using social media. No solicitation. Use of IHLS facilities, vehicles, materials. Okay, use of IHLS vehicles. That was just kind of updated to be more specific on vehicle usage and what that entails. Disqualifying driver records. We talked about that last month. And that's a big one. So the internet safety policy, that is a new policy that we put in there. And that is so that way we can abide by the Children's Internet Protection Act. That just basically states that if you have a computer, you're at home, that you make sure that any children cannot access your computer and go on to inappropriate sites. So that's what that talks about. And it just talks about how we're going to go about that whole process. Identity protection. We're getting there, I promise. Page 70. I know it's so much. Like, oh my goodness.
I don't know how you
Okay.
get on top of it.
I know. It's just crazy, the laws and everything. Page 72, we just needed to clarify that the manager now calls in the workers' comp claims because they have the firsthand knowledge prior. I used to call in all the workers' comp claims, and I'm just a third party reporting with what they put down on a piece of paper. And sometimes it's not accurate. So our new insurance, Selective Insurance, has a whole new process for that, which actually works very well to our benefit, because the manager can call it in, and if there is an injury, obviously that's not life-threatening or doesn't need immediate attention, they can hand the phone over and they immediately get to a care representative to tell them whether or not they need to seek medical attention. So it's a very good risk management process. Bloodborne. All right, let's see here. Go in here. Smoke-free Illinois. They updated that because, as we know, smoking is more than just cigarettes now. There are all kinds of vaping pens and e-cigarettes and all of that. So e-cigars and everything. So
E-pipe, E like
yes,
what's the E-hookah?
I know, and even a hookah. Yes.
E-hookah,
I know, isn't that funny? But that's the way it reads in the law. And I
yeah.
laughed too when I saw that. I was just like, oh my goodness. But it's amazing how many other different types of devices. So you just have to make sure that you list those, because obviously they can't smoke within 15 feet of the building, blah, blah. You guys know all of
Yeah.
that. So, general driving requirements. So we really wanted to outline those general driving requirements. Making sure they're observing the laws, making sure that they're, just being safe drivers, all the way around. Make sure that they're wearing safety belts. Make sure that wireless communication devices are not being used to distract drivers. And now they have a new law about video conferencing while driving.
Of course.
I'm like,
Oh
wow,
my
I don't know what
goodness.
video conferencing while driving. That's a little
Wow.
dangerous.
It's sad, but it has to be said.
Yes, it
Yeah.
is. And as always, these rules are made for the 10% that don't follow them versus the 90% that do.
Right.
So,
Wow.
well, I don't
Yes.
want to meet one of the 10%
Nope.
either.
No, I don't either. I
I
don't
don't
want
want
to.
to run into one. Right.
Yes.
Or have them
That's
run into
just
me.
me. Yeah.
It's just crazy that sometimes we've got to put some of this stuff in there. And then we just further clarified accidents and what that means. And then we took out the roadway safety because that was just very general. We didn't really kind of lay out any specifics. So those are the items that we changed in the employee handbook. Does anybody have any specific questions for me on any of those?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I think I would be crazy if I was trying to go through and get all this stuff collected.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing it and not me.
I have the most respect for her.
Absolutely.
Man.
It's a lot. All throughout the year, I just write little things down that come up, and then I have it in my folder.
You have
So
like
when it comes
post-it notes
time to,
all over your walls and all over
yeah,
your
right.
computer. Oh, man.
Absolutely. But it's
It
got to be done. It's got to be
does.
done. And laws to me are very fascinating. Some are a little ridiculous sometimes, but a lot
Yeah.
of them are definitely needed
Oh, for sure.
from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we just have to do we have to motion it to go to the board?
Will make that motion.
And I
Oh,
will
I'm
second.
here I am. I'm sorry, Karen. I was taking up your job there.
That's quite all right.
We only have two people, two of you
Oh,
all.
yeah, it's
So,
more formal today.
yeah.
Very informal.
So the next one are our employee benefits. So, our employee benefits proposals. This always happens. Hold on. Sorry, I got messages popping up on my screen here. So our employee benefits proposal, for our benefit plan for the 2024 calendar year, because our benefits do go by calendar year. So they are January 1 till the 31st of December every year. We are actually recommending that we stay with our current and existing plans due to the fact that we've received a very little increase. So it's about a 4.5% increase on the health insurance side of things of the usage, which is fabulous. I'm on the Limerick board and they had like an 11% increase. So I feel very fortunate that we've been able to get a 4.5% increase. And pretty much we would just like to recommend that everything stay the same. You can see here all the six different bids that were that we went out to bid on and that we worked with our partner who is One Digital. And they obtained all those bids. And I actually went out to Limerick as well to bid, but they would not bid for us due to the fact of a high dollar claim. So this just kind of goes forth and talks about the insurance carrier, the dental insurance. It talks about the proposed amounts and what they would be. The lowest proposal costs are all within the budgeted amount for that second half of FY24, because it makes it a little odd, because it's like we only have that first 6 months for the calendar year, you know, and then we're running into fiscal year 2025 for those last few months. So Rhonda had worked with me diligently, so she's our numbers person. So between her and I, we spent a lot of time in just making sure that we're offering the best benefits for our employees. I will say that I did send out an employee survey asking folks what they liked, what they didn't like, would they recommend any changes. Everybody was fairly happy with what we currently have. And everybody really appreciated also the Spring Health, that extra benefit that we offer for mental services, mental health services. They really were very grateful that IHLS pays that for them. So that's what I have. The presentation was in the link. Hopefully you've all had the opportunity to look over that presentation if you wanted to get into the nitty gritty of all the details and everything, but not required. You know, that's why we're here. We're here to help out when it comes to that. So that we just need to
move ahead and
approve.
I'll let you do it this time. And I'll second.
Move it on.
All right, moving on. All right. So we got Karen and Christy. Okay, perfect. Well, that's what I have today to present to you all. Hopefully it wasn't too painful. I know the employee handbook is the largest one.
Yeah, but we're done now. Yay.
Yes.
Thanks.
We are.
Oh, my goodness, Jill.
So I know we don't have to worry about this till next year.
Yay.
But it comes really quick, trust me. It really comes fast.
It does. It's funny.
Yep. And we'll see how many laws have changed next year at this time.
Oh my goodness. Right.
None.
Oh my goodness.
Nothing'll change, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
It'll be exactly the same.
As long as it's not a whole lot of something, we'll be grateful.
Oh no.
Yeah. I was hoping just to have tweaks this year. And I was like, what is going on? I mean, it just seemed like these past 6 months, just lots of stuff. And it's all really great stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's just a lot. Yeah.
Except for the e-hookah or whatever that was. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what an e-hookah is either.
Well, I've never used one, but it's a water pipe.
Oh, it's a pot. Oh, look who knows what it is.
Mm-hmm. I said I've never used one. Shoot. Okay, oh, moving on.
Yeah.
I assume there's no public comment.
No.
Any announcements for us? I don't have any.
No, we don't have a meeting next month. Hey, everybody.
I'll miss you guys. You won't have to
me. All two of us, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will make a motion for adjourning this meeting.
I will second it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Right. And thank you for coming to the meeting. That way we could have actually a legitimate meeting.
Yes, for sure. Sorry you had to call me.
It's okay. It's okay. Right. You're here. That's all that mattered.
That's true. Available. That's what counts.
That's right. So. I'm always available. I'm just sitting here working. So whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Work, Jill.
Great. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Goodbye. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you at the board meeting.
Yep. See you next Wednesday.